Hey there, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart, and I am so glad that you found me. In this podcast, I just share my heart, I love to share scripture, and I love to dish out encouragement. So thanks for finding me. I pray that this podcast encourages you and fills you with joy. Hey there, Happy New Year. It's about to be a new year, and maybe when you listen to this, it will be a new year. A lot of people will come up with resolutions or goals for the upcoming year. Some people come up with a word for the year. And in the past, I've had a couple different words that I have loved to focus on throughout the year. And so a few days between Christmas and New Year's, I started thinking through and praying through, should I have a word and what should my word be? And this morning I woke up and was just thinking about the year 2020. Made me think of vision and going to the eye doctor and the Justin Timberlake cover of his album from a few years back when he was looking through that eye contraption thing. So I thought, 2020, this is the year my vision becomes clear. But it feels presumptuous to type that, to say that. But in the same way, I have studied scripture enough to know that belief precedes the miracle. And if I believe and trust God's unlimited power, then I can believe that I have received what I've already asked for. I did a whole podcast on believe that you have received it. Check that one out. I was reminded of Psalm 37, that God's gifts are coming and they are all my heart's desires. When I delight myself in the Lord, He gives me the desires of my heart. 2020, like all years, like all decades, will be full of joys and sorrows, mundane moments and extraordinary moments in the midst of mundane moments. God's presence will be here, just as it has always been. So I thought of some questions. Will I be aware of His presence? That's the question. Will I rely on the Holy Spirit's power and His gifts? The gifts of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Will I rely on His power and His gifts this year? Or will I rely on myself, swayed by my mood, my attitudes, my fears, and my insecurities? God's resurrection power is available to me through the Holy Spirit, which lives inside of me. God has plans to prosper me and not to harm me. Ephesians 2:10 tells me that God has work for me to do. 2 Corinthians 5 reminds me that I am a minister of the ministry of reconciliation to bring people back to God. Jesus gives me His energy to point things back to God, to redeem things for Him, like dance. What has God asked you to redeem for Him or to bring back to Him? Ephesians 3:20 reminds me that He's able to do super abundantly, exceedingly more than I could ever dream, hope, or imagine through the power of Him at work in me. Isaiah reminds me that He made, shaped, and rebuilt me for His own profound glory. He is the potter and I am the clay. And then in Isaiah 50, verse 4, I'm reminded that the Lord the Eternal equipped me for this job. With skilled speech, a smooth tongue for instruction, I can find the words that comfort and soothe the downtrodden, tired, and despairing, and I know when to use them. Each morning, it is God who wakes me and tells me what I should do, what I should say. The Lord the Eternal has helped me to listen, and I do as He says. I have not been rebellious or run away from God's work. Because the Lord the Eternal helps me, I will not be disgraced. So I set my face like a rock, confident that I will not be ashamed. I take confidence in the name of God and I rely on Him. So as I look to 2020, when my vision becomes clear, the dreams, the desires of my heart that have been there bubbling up and boiling over and just been there, this is the year that the vision becomes clear. This is the year when I walk in that And I realize that when I have the confidence and belief that precedes the miracle, then I act differently. My tone of voice is different. My face lights up. And so then it attracts and brings those things that I'm desiring into my life. So as I was thinking through all of this, a poem and some words began to form, which then turned into a little melody, a little tune. So I'm going to share those with you for my poem for 2020. This is the year my vision becomes clear. This is the year I let go of fear. This is the year I remember he's here. The year I know his presence is near. I believe he holds me dear. And when I shed my tear, I trust he's near. Right here with his love and hope so clear. Lord, give me the words you want me to say each and every single day. Life is too short to live it alone. I pick up my Ebenezer, my remembrance stone. I abide and stay with you. You are my home. Daily I read your word and say your praise. I love you, I worship you all of my days. I believe, trust, and say, Happy New Year. It's going to be a happy new year. I pray that that poem encourages you today, that we can remember that he's near, he's here, we can let go of the fear, and that we can believe, trust, and say, Happy New Year. We can know that whatever circumstances we find ourselves in this year, this decade, he's near. We can trust him, believe that his good and his love will extend to us. We can say with confidence, it's going to be a happy new year. Not because of circumstances that bring happiness, but because of a deep-seated joy in trusting our God. That no matter what happens, whether in this life or whether we go to the next life, that he loves us, he's got us. Our life is in his hands. Our life is his story. He is the author of our story. And we get to be part of making his glory known in this world. We get to be part of his story, doing the work that he's given us to do. So as you reflect back over the past year, over the past decade, perhaps over your life, and as you look ahead to what God has in store for 2020, I pray that your vision will become clear as well. The hopes, dreams, plans that God has put on your heart, the proddings of your heart, the desire to start that new thing, to do that new thing, to continue in what you've been doing, even if it's been hard, but you feel God's presence and pleasure in saying, yes, keep going, my child. I know it's hard, but I've got you. Wherever you're at today, may your vision become clear on the steps that he has for you. Isaiah 58:11 is one of my favorites. It says, The eternal will never leave you. He will lead you in the way that you should go. When you feel dried up and worthless, God will nourish you and give you strength, and you will grow like a garden, lovingly tended. You will be like a spring whose water never runs out. May those words encourage you today. He's going to lead you. He is leading you. Stay focused on his presence. Stay focused on him, and everything else will fall into place. Happy New Year. Here is some encouragement from Isaiah 42. In verse 9, God says, Look here, what's done is done and gone. Whatever has happened in your past, it's done, it's gone. The now is new and there's hope in the not yet. I will tell you what's to come even before the events are brand new. The now is new and there's hope in the not yet. Do you have hope for the upcoming year, for the upcoming decade, for tomorrow? Do you have hope? It's coming. So God says in verse 10, So make up a song like none other. Sing a new song to the eternal, and let his praise echo clear across the earth. Let those who go to sea set sail with praise in the air. Let those who live along the water's edge sing his praise. Let desert places, where I live, urban and rural, wild and settled, sing. Let the craggy cliffs join in the celebration. The peaks of mountains, too, raise your voices with a great, glad cry. Let them all give glory to the Eternal. Let them praise the one who is, was, and will be heard along the coasts. So I am going to vulnerably share with you the little song and tune that God gave me this morning that goes along with the poem, the words that I believe he gave me. So I'm just saying right now, I'm not a professional singer. I have a very simple voice, and I believe that that is maybe a gift from God to share with other people, that regardless of whatever voice you have, you can take this song and sing it to your own ability and make it your own. So I pray that this blesses you. It is 2020, the vision. This is the year my vision becomes clear. This is the year I let go of fear. This is the year remembering he's here. The year I know his presence is near. I believe he holds me dear. And when I shed my tear, I trust he's near right here. With his love and hope so clear. I believe, trust and say, Happy New Year. It's going to be a happy new year. Lord, give me the words you want me to say each and every single day. Life's too short to live it alone. Picked up Ebenezer, my remembrance stone. I abide and stay with you. You who are my home. Daily I read your word and say your praise. I love you, I worship you all of my days. Daily I read your word and say your praise. I love you, I worship you all of my days. This is the year my vision becomes clear. This is the year I let go of fear. This is the year remembering he's here. The year I know his presence is near. I believe he holds me dear. And when I shed my tear, I trust he's near right here. With his love and hope so clear. I believe, trust and say, Happy New Year. It's going to be a happy new year. I believe, trust and say, Happy New Year. It's going to be a happy New Year. It's going to be a happy new year. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. You are my best thought by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, your presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, and thou my true word. I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. You're my great Father, sun. Thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance, now and always. You and you only, the first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure you are. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. You're my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, your presence my light. Thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. High King of heaven, my treasure you are. High King of heaven, my treasure you are. I told you my voice wasn't a professional voice, but my prayer is that it encourages you with those ancient words and those new words, that you can sing a song unto the Lord. Sing a new song unto the Lord. So I just wanted to briefly say a couple of the words that came to me in that poem are the Ebenezer. And if you only think that Ebenezer is a character from Scrooge or A Christmas Carol, then you need to look back. I did write a blog post on Joyful Heart Family about my Ebenezer, which means stone of help. And it is from 1 Samuel, where it's talking about Israel winning a battle, and then Samuel takes up a stone and says, this is my Ebenezer, my remembrance of hope, my remembrance of help, that God has helped me. So in your own life, think about how God has helped you. What are some of the major things that he's done? I love to write them down in a little journal that I call my Ebenezer, and I pick my Ebenezer up. And when I am doubtful of God's goodness, when the hard circumstances are so suffocating, I can look back at my Ebenezer and see and recount and recall and remember God's faithfulness, the times that he has seen me through, even when it felt hopeless. And I am so encouraged by my Ebenezer. So that is what that reference is in the poem and in the song. Also, it talks about abiding, staying with God, and that he is my home. That is from John 15, where it talks about abiding in God. He's the vine, where the branches, and if we abide in him, then we can stay in him. So I want to encourage you, start out this new year with fresh insight, looking back at what he's done, recalling his faithfulness, and looking forward to the promises in Scripture that you can claim as your own. You can claim and listen to them over and over again. I pray that this podcast and this podcast would help God's word get into your heart and into your ears and then into your mind, that it would bless you in that way. Feast on God's word. Don't starve yourself on God's word. May this be a year where we offer up sacrifices of gratitude. Sacrifices, because sometimes it's hard to be grateful for what's in our life. Sometimes it's very easy. And yes, we thank God with grateful hearts. But we can offer those sacrifices of gratitude as well. And then that leads us to praise him. When we recall what he's done, when we claim the promises he has for our future to prosper us, not to harm us, work and purpose that he's given us, then we can move into that place of praise. May 2020 be that year where your vision is clear, where the plans that God has for you that have maybe been foggy, clouded in fog, or just unclear, may that 2020 vision encourage us and spur us on. This is the year my vision becomes clear. This is the year I let go of fear. This is the year I remember He's here. The year I know His presence is near. I believe He holds me dear. And when I shed my tear, I trust He's near. Right here with His love and hope so clear. Lord, give me the words You want me to say each and every single day. Life is too short to live it alone. I pick up my Ebenezer, my remembrance stone. I abide and stay with You. You are my home. Daily I read Your word and say Your praise. I love You. I worship You all of my days. I believe, trust, and say, Happy New Year. It's going to be a happy new year. I believe, trust, and say, Happy New Year. It's going to be a happy new year. Thanks so much for listening today. Again, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart Family, and I pray that this was a blessing to you. And if it was, I'm going to invite you to write a review or tell a friend about our podcast. I would really appreciate that so that that can help us get God's word and this podcast in more people's ears. Hey, I wanted to also let you know about several other resources that I offer that would totally bless you and your family. So I have Joyful Heart Family at www.joyfulheartfamily.com, which is a resource and a website with different inspiration and encouragement for your health, your wellness, your family, your relationship with God, even creating happy family traditions. I also have joyfulheartdance.com, which I started a family-friendly, God-honoring, dad-approved dance program for families. We offer classes online and in person in our Glendale, Arizona home studio. Visit joyfulheartdance.com or joyfulheartcourses.com to learn more and to take some of those online classes. I also started a courses website where we have inspiring and educational information and resources for you to grow in whatever area you are looking for. It's joyfulheartcourses.com. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you so much. Now go have a blessed and joyful day.